Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Once again, my list is long. I'll start with Senator Feinstein's ad on TV about guns, among other things. She and others want to ban assault weapons from sale. As long as the weapon is semi-automatic and within the limits of magazine content, it doesn't matter what the gun looks like. Besides, it's the guns that are already out there which are causing most of the problems. Some say that it's the condition of the mind of the perpetrator that causes someone to go kill someone, whether it be at a school or anywhere else. There are some, of course, who have a specific person or group as a target, and if guns are not available, they'll use a knife or their car. President Trump called some criminals, mostly killers or those who physically beat other people, animals. Ms. Pelosi, whom I think is the Speaker of the House, took issue with him, saying, "Criminals are people, too." I'm with Trump on that one. As most of you know, I sing barbershop with Humboldt Harmon Airs, and two of our favorite sing-outs are the Memorial Day commemoration at Ocean View Cemetery and the opening game for the Humboldt Crabs. These sing-outs mean a lot to us, and we enjoy the comments of the listeners when we do a good job, and the enthusiasm of the Crabs fans on that opening night is contagious. They always start applauding before we finish the Star-Spangled Banner, but that's okay. I read the article in the Times Standard about this new marijuana-related stuff called Canadips. Is that what we need? Another way to get high, perhaps when one is driving or at work? From what I read, it might be a useful tool for medical purposes, but it's used like snuff or chewing tobacco, put in your mouth and work with your jaws. This has nothing to do with this issue, but chewing tobacco or snuff was sometimes called snooze. A kid working the other check down at the store one day turned to me and quietly asked, "What the heck is snooze?" Anyway, the article talked about new businesses and what it might do for the economy. As most of you listeners know, I hate pot. And to me, that is just another hazard that will complicate life when these potheads do something stupid. The election is over, at least until November, and it will be interesting to see what percentage of voters turns out to be. As I said before, there were a ton of names for almost every state position, so I just close my eyes and pick some. I'm glad I can vote by mail because it looks like it might take a long time for someone who may not have read the information beforehand to make decisions. The phone rang a couple of times while I was writing this, one from Fairfax, Virginia, and one from the Bronx, New York. Our phone has a blocking setup, and we have 106 blocked numbers at the present time. When I answer it, if they don't answer by the time I say hello twice, I hang up. Call blocking doesn't always work. They just use a different number. School will be out soon, and that means summer is almost here. Enjoy. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.